a time. Let it be multiplied. Let love be multiplied. Let love be multiplied. Let's sing, multiply your love. Multiply your love through us to the lost and the least. Let us be your healing hands, your instruments of peace. May our single purpose be to imitate your life. Fill us, Lord, through our simple words and deeds. Let love be multiplied. Yes, sing it. I will bless.
I will bless the Lord forever. I will trust Him at all times.
He has. I will.
I will bless the Lord forever. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. I will trust him at all times. He
your love.
Your love is devoted like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Right, let's sing. You, Father.
You, Father, the orphan. Your kindness makes us whole. And you shoulder our weakness. And your strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you. Clothing me in white. Bringing beauty from ashes. Rid of all her shame, and known by her true name, and it's why we sing your praise. ever be on our lips, your praise will ever be on our lips, ever be on our lips, your praise will ever be on our lips, ever be on our lips.
Just sing the verse, you Father.
You Father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole, and you shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes, for you will have your bride free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame and known by her true name.
Let's sing it out.
And it's why we sing, your praise will ever be on our lips, ever be on our lips, your praise will ever be on ever be on our lips, your praise will ever be on our lips, ever be on our lips, your praise will ever be on our lips, ever be on our lips.
God, we thank you for who you are, and just, God, as we come before you today with our prayers and petitions, God, we know that you hear us, and we know that you're here, you're with us every step that we take, and so, God, as we pray, just hear our words, and God, we know that you are our God, and you are the great physician, and many of the requests that we have here are about people with diseases or infirmities that they need prayer for, and God, I know that you're near to those people, and I pray that you would just, as we pray, that you would heal them in their hearts and also in their bodies. So God, we pray for Miriam. This is Jackie Balderson's sister, who has stage 4 lung cancer. Just pray, God, that you would just touch Jackie, or Miriam. Just pray that you'd be with her. Steve heard from Jackie saying that Miriam's situation is worsening. I just pray that you'd be with Miriam and her family. And we also pray for Nancy Engel. This is Erica Diener's aunt. She's now receiving radiation for her cancer. Just pray that you'd be with Nancy and her family. Pray that you would heal her cancer, God. Pray for Ron Hanna, who was here this morning, I believe, for Sunday school, getting around with a cane. Just pray, God, that you'd be with Ron, that this recovery would go. I know it's been a harder recovery than his last knee surgery. Just pray that you'd be with him and Mary as they work towards his recovery. And God, we pray for Mike Pachira, that you would continue to heal him, his heart. I'm sure he's probably going to be coming to church here soon. He's here. There he is in the back. Mike, good to see you, Mike. Just thank you that he's here today, God, and just pray that you would minister to his heart in many ways. And God, we pray for Ginny, who went home 2 days after her surgery last Wednesday on Friday. I just pray that you'd help her to heal. And God, we just thank you for the ways that you heal these people who are in need of healing. And God, we pray for the greater world. God, we pray for our refugee family next door, who is going to hopefully be next door. Pray that the doors would be open for them to come to the U.S., that those, and there's many thousands of others who are waiting to fly to our country. Just pray that you would be able to make that happen for many of them. We pray, God, also for the new life that's coming to our church. Pray for Alicia and Daniel De Leon as they have a baby coming in December. Pray for Megan and Marco Martinez as a baby coming in January. For Mary and myself, we have one coming in April. God, I just pray that you be with all of the babies that are growing and all the mothers that are carrying them. Pray for good health. And God, we pray for the greater world. Pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And pray that where your kingdom is not in this world, that the light would shine and that the instruments of your love and your peace would bring the story to those places. And that we know that light always overcomes darkness. And we just pray that that would happen in all of the earth. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's good to see everybody this morning. I love being here at Zion with all the saints at Zion. I know I say that all the time, but I mean it. I love being here. Sorry, Mike, I didn't see you sitting back there. I was looking at Nancy and didn't see you, so good to see you again. By way of announcements, the new playground is reinstalled now for the second time and properly this time. It was raised to the correct height by the company that installed it first, and looks like we'll be able to make a go of it here. It's not able to be used at this time. You'll see some caution tape wrapped around it, so make sure you tell your kids about that. If you haven't given yet towards the playground fund, you know, we have down there in the fellowship hall the little paper with the thermometer. If you haven't given yet, or you want to give more, feel free to do that. Just mark it off in your giving that is for the playground. Also, we're going to try to quick squeeze in a work day this year on December 7th in the morning from 8 to 11. It's probably going to be mostly raking leaves, maybe cleaning gutters out. It's not going to be a major, major, major work day, but we're going to try to get everything done that we can. As I mentioned, December 7th. That's December 7th, Saturday, December 7th, 8 to 11, the work day, fall work day. Also, as you mentioned, you heard me say in the prayers that I prayed for the refugee family that we would love to have move in next door. It does sound, we have gotten word from Church World Service that the doors are opening a little bit again, and there's a very limited amount of refugees that are going to be allowed into the U.S., and we're hoping that our family might be in one of these, one of the early arrivals. So please pray to that end that they can come soon. Also, men's breakfast this Friday, 6 to 7 at the Roarstown Diner. So men, mark that off in your calendars. It's always a good time of fellowship and food. Also, the Harvest Fest, don't forget about that. Saturday, November 30th at 4:30, we're going to be having soup, sandwiches, and desserts. And please join us for that and games afterwards. All right, sounds like fun. Also, on the back of your bulletin, I wanted to just point out the Advent schedule. We have the Advent schedule published there. December 1st is the Christmas decorating right after worship. The Advent dinner is December the 8th. The children's musical, December 15th. And then Christmas caroling is December 2nd, right after worship with a light meal. We'll do that in the afternoon. That way everybody's evening is free. The Christmas Eve candlelight, December 24th, and then also, not to forget, the New Year's Eve fellowship night on the 31st. All right, I think, there was a little birdie that told me that tomorrow is Mary Hannah's birthday. I don't know how old she is. You'll have to talk to her about that. And my own son, Noah, this is his birthday today. Where is Noah? I don't see him. There he is. Noah is 6 today. Yeah, I know. I always kid him that our birthdays go backwards, that he's turning 4 today, but he doesn't really like that too much. Do you, Noah? All right. I think that's all the announcements. So you all can greet one another now in Jesus' name.